I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Europe may not want refugees, but God does. Details are on the way, and believers go to the ends of the earth literally to reach people for Christ. Find your place in these stories and more on Mission Network News. A new UN report says the number of refugees arriving in Europe is down 30% overall. It's a different story in Greece, though. Their arrivals are up nearly 50% compared to this time last year. AMG International President Tasos Ioannidis just came back from Athens.
There seems to be a spike of the number of people who are coming from Turkey. In the week I was there, during one day, there were more than 600 arrivals in the island of Lesbos.
He says Turkey's President Erdogan is behind the recent spike.
Mr. Erdogan has been sending more people towards Greece, towards Europe, because he is under pressure politically. Erdogan is using them as leverage, asking for more funding to take care of refugees who are in Turkey.
Refugees put a massive strain on Greek resources, so most people turn a cold shoulder to new arrivals. It's a stark contrast to the love of Christ displayed by AMG's gospel workers.
Over the last couple of years, we have seen a great number of refugees come to faith as we minister to them in different ways. God is at work even in the midst of this tragedy.
AMG needs your help to keep the work going. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Last week, the Gospel Coalition published an article called The Three Words That Changed Mission Strategy and Why We Might Be Wrong. The three words are panta, ta, ethne, which translated means all the nations. This phrase was used by Jesus when he gave the Great Commission. One of the article's claims is that missions have focused on getting the gospel to all the nations at the expense of making disciples. Greg Kelly of World Mission.
I don't know of any legitimate mission organizations that are in the business of just making converts, but there's a seriousness about this idea of making disciples.
World Mission is a member of the Alliance for the Unreached. Kelly says while there needs to be equal focus on making disciples and reaching the unreached, there is an urgency to get the gospel to those who don't even know Jesus.
You can always make the case that, well, this person needs to be discipled more. And I guess I would be the first to raise my hand, and I do too. But the issue is if we just throw the anchor down and continue perpetually to pour 100% of our resources into these places for the sake of, well, they're not disciples yet, then the guys who have never heard the gospel for the first time will never, ever get reached.
And please pray for unreached people groups to know Jesus. If the Russian province of Siberia was a country, it would be the largest country in the world. However, only a quarter of Russia's population is spread throughout Siberia, and many Siberian people groups are unreached with the gospel because they're physically hard to get to. Tim with Global Disciples recently visited Siberia to support denominational leaders there. He says the frigid weather and rough terrain makes it difficult to travel, but one group of Christians is forging into unreached territory, not by land, but by water.
The churches have bought small boats, and they take them up the rivers to reach these remote areas where there are no churches, there are no witnesses, and it's there that they do outreach.
One of the churches running these floating ministry hubs goes by the name 938, and Tim asked the believers why.
They said that it is named after Matthew 9:38 that says, "Ask the Lord," or "Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field." So I was so excited to hear that there's a vision to reach into the harvest field and to send people.
You can join them in prayer every day at 9:38 for God to send more believers to reach the unreached. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.